So the date is December 6, 2017. My name is Matthew Shermont, and I'm interviewing Brian Hulse, a lieutenant in the Navy. He commissioned May 11th of 2012, and I'm here to ask him a few questions about this project. So, Mr. Hulse, can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life? Would you tell me about someone of the most important lessons that person taught you?
Sure. So that'd probably be my dad. So my dad's one of the reasons I joined the Navy. My dad was in the Navy, an officer in the Navy, and huge impact. So I grew up with him in the Navy, so you know, I knew the lifestyle, you know, with him being away and whatnot, but some pretty good lessons were perseverance, like always working towards something and not giving it up type thing. So not quitting until you're done, and the value of a good work ethic. So always, you know, working real hard towards something and doing it the right way the first time, that kind of stuff. So it's probably the best lessons from that. So.
Okay. The next question, can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Okay, well, I guess since it's military related, let's see. I do service Navy stuff, so driving ships. So one of the coolest moments was just, standing watch on the bridge when I was the officer deck, which is the guy in charge when the captain's not there, that kind of stuff. And just kind of sailing. It was when I was in Hawaii, so we're off the coast of Hawaii, and the beautiful sunset. And it was just, I don't know, it was just a great appreciation for being at sea and doing that kind of stuff. So that's probably the coolest moments. I don't know. It's just pretty neat. Not super complicated.
Pretty simple. Okay. What are you proudest of, and what does it make you feel, and why does it make you feel proud?
I guess I'll say proud of how far I've made so far in the Navy. So it's been a lot of like kind of roadblocks and whatnot. So I did the Navy nuclear power program. So one of the hardest things, I was a business major in college. So one of the hardest things was getting through that program. It's really strenuous, like academically strenuous and whatnot. So I guess I'm proud of like getting through that and accomplishing everything I have so far through that program, which has been pretty great. So,
okay.
Hope that answers that too well.
So, how would you like to be remembered?
It's pretty open-ended. I always try to, through my job so far in the Navy, I've always tried to be there for people and be like a very approachable person that can help people through whatever they're going through, either it's like advancing or just trying to accomplish a task or something like that. So I hope I can be remembered as someone that's always available and always there to help and like help people get through any kind of obstacle or task or whatnot. So,
if this was to be your very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
I guess I would say always put in 100% effort towards everything. It's I've definitely looked back and regretted the times that I didn't try as hard as I could have tried. So I think it's always, if you can go home at the end of the day and said I did as much as I could today, or if you look back on an event said I did as much as I could, that's probably the best feeling to have, rather than look back like, well, I guess I could have tried harder, you know? So I would say just try your best at everything you do, so.
Okay. So, for your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass to them? What would you want them to know?
That's a tough one. I guess kind of like almost what I said before, like always try your hardest towards whatever you do, and don't be afraid to try new things. I've always definitely started off like having my own comfort zone and not wanting to branch outside of that, but every time I've kind of ventured outside of that and like, you know, tried that, you know, new job or that new duty station or something, and venture out just a little bit from the comfort zone, it's always been a great experience and it's been amazing. So don't be afraid to try new things, and always put it 100% or more. So
okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask just a couple like more than military generated questions.
Okay.
A few of the questions I had, going through the military, were there ever any points that you regretted it, or were there any points that really kind of pushed you down, or like whether it was, you know, financially, emotionally, or anything like that? And then if that happened, how did you overcome that?
So there's definitely been a bunch of days. So that's one thing, and it probably with any job, but there's going to be days that really stink. You're just like, holy cow, why did I sign up for this? You know, either you couldn't, you know, do a portion of your job because something went wrong or something like that, or just kind of hitting that, you know, that mental block on something. So I've definitely been there, and I've worked through it. And there's definitely days where I said, why did I do this? Maybe this is not what I want to do in my life anymore. I think the best thing that helps me get through that is, if it's something out of your control, just kind of like reflecting on the good times, trying to get you through that and just kind of push through and know that it's only temporary. If it's something within your control, ask for help, and, you know, ask for help from people around you. So for example, like, you know, nuclear power school, I had some really bad days where I was like, I don't think I'm going to make it through this thing. You know, you have to kind of put your pride aside a little bit and go ask someone, say, hey, I'm not understanding this. Like, please help me out. And like, you'll find out that people are always willing to help you out, which is great. So that's like academic side, but also like work or whatnot. If you're overloaded with work and saying, I don't think I can get all these tasks done today, just being willing to ask like one of your friends or coworkers or whatnot, it's like, hey, can you kind of help me with this a little bit? And they'll be willing to do something for you. I think that's the best way to get through. And then being able to look back on those bad experiences and see how you went through it, as that kind of builds up your self-resilience and gets you through some pretty tough days.
So could you run me through almost like a timeline of your Navy experience from like whether it's ROTC or OCS all the way up to where you are now?
Oh, sure. Okay. I started here at Penn State. So I did Penn State Navy ROTC, business major, all 4 years, graduated in 2012. And then I went on to be the communications officer on the Michael Murphy. It's a destroyer based out of Hawaii. So I did about almost 2 years doing that. And then I had to transfer to Charleston, South Carolina for a nuclear power school and prototype. So there's a school portion classroom, this prototype, which is hands-on, stand and watch and whatnot. So a year total training, making sure that I know everything I need to know about naval nuclear power. And then I went to the Theodore Roosevelt, an aircraft carrier. So I met it on deployment, actually, in the Persian Gulf, which was pretty cool. So did 4 months of that. And then we ended the deployment in San Diego. So I spent about 2 years in San Diego doing that, still on the USS Theodore Roosevelt. And just last month, moved back to State College to be an instructor here. Full circle.
So through the Navy, whether it's the Navy, Air Force, Marines, what is the biggest thing that you think of that the military has to offer someone that comes into the military service?
I think it's opportunity. Like, there's so many levels of opportunities. I mean, the like leadership opportunities is the most, probably the easiest one to kind of point out first. You know, when you graduate and commission, you're immediately in charge of, I mean, when I left, I was immediately in charge of a division of like 18 people. So I had like 18 people working for me. And it was like, you know, you talk to your peers that are non-military, and that's nowhere near that at all. So opportunities for that, opportunities to like see the world and whatnot. So any branch, you're able to do deployments or get forward deployed or something like that to see different countries and experience different lifestyles and whatnot, which is really cool. It's kind of opportunities to like have fun and enjoy things, you know. Like, I mean, I said before, there were definitely some really hard days, but there were also some really cool days where, you know, it was just a really fun day. Like, hey, we got to, you know, shoot some missiles today, and that was pretty cool to see, you know. Or you know, we ran that drill on the reactor plant and it went really well. I mean, you just walk away feeling good about it. I think broad terms opportunities, but that was kind of more specific. So yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty
okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. I think